From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The nation's preeminent scientific organization said today that the Earth is definitely warming and that scientists need to figure out how to predict and limit the effects of climate change. And it didn't stop there. It also called on the government to organize a massive and sustained effort to slow global warming. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on the two-year research effort behind today's announcement.
The National Research Council is where Congress and the government go to get answers to tricky scientific questions. It's part of the National Academy of Sciences and essentially deputizes science's top guns to tackle those questions. Today, though, it was Robert Fry, an MBA and energy analyst at the economic think tank Resources for the Future, who summed up the NRC panel's view on climate change.
A principal conclusion of our report is that the country needs both a prompt and a sustained national commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
That's mostly carbon dioxide, mainly from burning fossil fuels like coal, oil, and natural gas. Although the report leaves the decision-making to politicians, it does get more prescriptive than previous Academy climate studies. For example, it states that the annual emissions from American factories, power plants, cars, agriculture, and the like, it's about 7 billion tons of greenhouse gases, must be cut at least a third. The report says total emissions over the next 40 years should not exceed 200 billion tons.
How hard is it to do the job? Well, it turns out meeting that emissions budget is a very challenging task.
One says, Fry, that will require a price on carbon emissions as well as inventing technologies that don't even exist yet. What does exist now is scientific evidence of warming. But Earth scientist Pam Mattson from Stanford University, who led the report section on the state of the science, says measuring what's happening now isn't enough anymore.
The scientific community would say this is a core fact, basically, that climate is changing. We also have a lot more lines of evidence now indicating that humans are, in large part, the reason that increase in temperature is occurring. What we haven't done as much of is focus our attention on what to do about that.
The report says scientists need to spend more time figuring out what's going to change. For example, how will higher temperatures affect agriculture, and where, and when? Mattson says that's a moving target, and it's largely guided by how much fossil energy people will be using.
There are a lot of uncertainties about the future, and the uncertainties are in large part because we don't know what people are going to do.
And what people do, Mattson adds, may depend on how well scientists explain what they know.
We miscommunicate all the time. For example, we use the term uncertainty all the time in science. It represents a quantitative statement of how well we know something. But think of what uncertainty means for most people. It means we don't know.
The point of this report, she and its authors say, is to show that scientists do know that something must be done to keep the Earth's climate from heading into uncharted territory. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.